sickness. The 98 KUPD.
It's like the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm sorry, Sean Wayans. I was going to ask you about Sean. Marlon Wayans is sitting right across from me. I was going to say, without Sean, which is what we used to have both of you, but you two broke up or something. I don't know what's going on. What happened? Tell us. Did he touch you? Is he one of the Weinsteins we need to worry about?
Him too.
Yeah, hashtag him too.
Me too.
Marlon Wayans is at the Tempe Improv this weekend. If you want to go, you can call 480-921-9877, tempeimprov.com.
Yes.
We've been talking the whole time about our new digs.
Yeah,
you like this,
I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
Class.
You guys look differently than me. Like,
yeah.
I walked in here.
You
it
respect
looked like
us.
You lost weight. You know what? Kinda. Like, I look at you different. I was like, yo, they're finally treating you guys like white people.
Like, I don't know about that.
Congrats on your white people-ness.
Thank you.
Like,
this is what it feels like to be white.
He's cuter.
Yeah, Brady's adorable.
Now he's like a little dumpling. Before he was like a troll. Now he's like, oh, look at a little dumpling.
Does it make you think we may be more racist now? Like before when we were in Guadalupe, we were like down. We were like,
you look less racist.
Really? I think it would work the other way.
You actually look like you have one or two black friends that you really love. Like if racism came back.
Nailed it.
Like if slavery came back, you would hide them.
Yes, for sure.
And unless they got caught, and then you would go, don't say I put you here.
I may help the good ones get out.
You're like Brad Pitt in 12 Years a Slave.
Exactly. I'm the one that, like, I still have it because it's the thing to do.
You help them out.
But I help. Yeah.
Don't lift all this cotton by yourself. Come on. Give me that, $10. Give me that.
But I'm going to watch some fights still.
My my one good.
No, you're still racist.
No, yeah, he's completely. Yeah. Talking about me. I look.
You're not a slave owner. You're the bitter guy that beats the slave.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
jealous of the slave owner.
Yeah.
So you're just filled with hate.
He doesn't have the money to own. He's just the operator, which makes him just kind of the big slave, right?
He's the white slave. Yeah. He's getting all burnt up.
He's my conduit.
Unbelievable.
So humid out here. It would be the other way that when we were in our old place, you'd be like, these guys, they live the life. They understand.
I didn't trust you then. I felt real rednecky in there.
It did. Yeah, that's true. That's
felt
a
like
good point.
A room full of like, just it felt real Trumpy.
You were getting trapped. It was a Trumpy room.
Real Trumpy. It was like a pickup outside.
Yeah. See, I don't want this to be a Hillary room.
I saw a Confederate flag, not on the car, but like flying around the license plate. And I was like,
yeah. We used to have one up there, but people complained. So it's now we just got the American one. Yeah. And my it's funny you mention that because I do have probably like a couple of – and people like my black friends that I go to for issues like this, this kind of thing. Friends. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I have a bowling team. And it's all happened since we moved in this building.
You got a bowling team with black guys?
Yeah, black guy bowling team, which is great. One's half Korean, half black.
I don't believe that.
If you don't? Yeah, I don't
know how those two get together.
He speaks Korean. It's very strange.
A black guy that speaks Korean?
Yeah, it's very.
He must get so laid.
Yeah. He's got it all figured out.
I got the new iPhone.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you.
The X?
I don't know how to work nothing.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know how to get
different.
Into my Facebook. I don't know how to get into my Instagram. There's no home button. I feel old.
Yeah, it crushes you.
An old person.
You got to spend a week with it.
No, I need longer than that. Like,
yeah.
This is like something
What's
I got to give
different about it?
My...
I don't even know what they do. I just know the face thing, which I don't want it to recognize.
Carpal tunnel on the thumb, because now there's no home button, so you got to swipe up everything, and it's really annoying.
Yeah. Is it worth it? So far, no.
You know,
it's just cool.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to be truthful with my answer because hopefully Apple will one day want me to endorse their product. So what I'm going to say, it's an awesome phone.
It's the greatest thing you've ever owned.
Yeah.
It could very well be.
Samsung could be better depending on who's going to pay me.
What's freer?
Yeah, man.
What's more free? Marlon Wayans at the 10 p.m. Prep. What are you going on in your world? You've always got a movie coming out. You've always got something you're working on.
All right. So I just got picked up for a second season of my TV show,
nice.
Marlon.
Good.
So that's going to happen. We're in the writer's room right now.
Some racists in there.
Yeah. You don't want to have that racist
neighbor?
I have
a very liberal room. I'm sorry.
No, not
that
for
whole
writing.
Racist twang.
No,
not for writing.
No.
Racist side characters that you can make buffoons of.
No. I kind of like having like the angry black point of view of racist people. So sorry, bro.
All right.
No. Maybe, you know.
I just thrown it out.
It was worth a pitch, Brady.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dumplin', but you know. Maybe.
Any racist has never been said before. Do you need any racist?
No, I'm
good. We'll do it.
I'll
do it.
We need any racist. But I'll get back to you. If our show does You know,
I got this dumpling in Phoenix. I know.
What if it Q scores back?
Definitely, like he's like a real redneck. Like his neck is literally red.
Yeah.
Yes.
What if it Q scored back in the audience that judged it said, "I just don't believe these people wouldn't deal with a racist person there." <like that." laughs> I'm having trouble believing it's just this easy.
That's a great point, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you, Brady. Because I want to cast him as
when
the
I get
racist
that card,
the racist dumpling.
When I get that card, I'm gonna
call up Brady because he'd be the perfect unassuming.
Here's
miserable
thing,
little
though.
Trumpy neighbor.
Right now, though, here's the thing. Look at these office people.
Oh, no.
Look at these offices, right?
Hi.
You guys, all your bitter is taken away.
Like, it is, yeah.
You guys are so angry.
We're not angry.
So,
we love.
In the other place, you're so angry.
You think?
And well, so bitter. And your coffee instantly stained your teeth. You didn't even smoke, but you were smoking, chain smoking. Yeah. It was a terrible place. Yeah.
The burden has been lifted.
You can't be angry.
Unintimidating.
It
we've lost our
all
edge.
Your edge. Yeah. It's kind of like when Superman fell in love with Lois Lane and he gave up his powers.
It's garbage.
And was like, I'm just going to be Clark. And then he got his ass kicked inside the diner.
Yeah.
Blood.
Yeah. And this is what we're Snoop Dogg hosting the Joker's Wild.
Kind of. But at least you know he's still high.
Yeah, that's
you guys
true.
Look like they sent you to rehab. They cleaned up your act.
And
you're,
at the end
you're already in Arizona, so it's like all the rehabs in his
eye. You can meet all the celebrities up there. Are you worried?
About what?
About sexual harassment. Everybody, like it's retroactive to 30 years ago. You've done it.
It makes you think.
Like, no, completely.
Did I ever do anything?
You know what I'm really good at?
And but I you know what I will say? What? What do you got?
I can unsnap a bra like during a photo like, and they don't even know it's happened. It's like a David Blaine thing I've got. And I've done it for years.
Yeah.
I've stopped. But that now I think about like 20 years later, they're going to be.
Yeah.
He unsnapped a bra. You know, he made me feel really weird.
Yeah. That's definitely weird.
Stop.
That's
you a just thing. Make sure you...
I'm really. I fumble with it. So they have to go. Stop. Let me help you. They got to help me. So
after 5 minutes.
I'd be terrible with that.
Yeah, I'm great. I can put it back on with one hand.
Terrible with that. I'm terrible with taking off pants. I'm terrible.
What do you mean?
Because
your own?
I like girls with a really big ass, and it doesn't come off easy. I'm like, I
you
need
have to
your
let
help.
Them do it?
I need you to stand What's on your it? Own pant leg and lift your leg out of your pants.
What do you recommend for somebody who likes a big ass, though, as an expert? Do you start at the waist, or do you pull at the feet like a little kid? Who's got his shoes on still?
You
got
to pull at the feet.
The feet. That is not sexy.
It's not sexy, but once it comes out, it's sexy. It's like, it's like biscuits, you know? Just poof,
boom.
You get open a little bit and pow, just come on out. But, you know, nowadays, you know, I mean, it's weird. The workplace is different.
Totally.
Here's a good thing. It's a good thing in a lot of ways.
Sure.
Because, you know, I just think that, you know, for women, you know, you got to think, you know, guys, we probably had a – you know, it was our way, our society for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, all the books were written for us, by us. And, you know, it's good that women have a voice. And I like the way that, you know, society is moving in that way. And I think that as equals and people, I think it is great. But I think they're going to have some backlash. They're going to because at some point women are going to be like, when you go to work, guys are differently. I noticed I walked in the building today. It was a really pretty girl. And a gentleman walked by, and he didn't even look back and look at her butt.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
He said nothing to her.
It's my new
and
movement.
And she looked like, where's my compliment?
Right. That's my new movement. Hashtag acknowledge female. That's all you can say to him at work. Hi, acknowledge female. And don't look at him. Just look past him.
You know, and you don't want to make it weird. But I know at some point women are going to be at home going, you know, my husband doesn't compliment me, and I can't look forward to going to work, and my desperate colleague.
Yeah, they're
going to
miss it.
And my desperate colleague to at least go, hey, how great do you look? Because it felt a little good.
They liked it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If we ignore them, what this is going to turn into is they're going to dress sluttier.
We shouldn't be catty about it. You know.
No, we've owned it for a long time.
Yeah, we would.
What's great about it is.
Men, I just hope it doesn't turn into pantsuits.
Oh, God, you know, that would be
awful. I personally,
I got to be honest. I like a little pantsuit.
You do?
This works for me because I like conservative women. I don't like
like
I go to strip clubs. I'm like, I like when they dress up first.
Oh, you like when they
come out fully clothed? Like, don't walk around the club like just like half naked.
I want to see a businesswoman with some success
and
a brain.
And a briefcase.
Get naked for me and then.
Yeah, and a briefcase. And when you throw the money at her. She piles it very neatly in the attaché case.
Yeah, you want to know that not only is she doing the heroin, she's making a good living selling it as well.
My guy.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Nailed
and she's got some class.
Right. And
that's
she can still drive the babies to school.
That's right. It's perfect. Yeah, it doesn't concern you, though? Any of your brothers, you think, oh, do you guys talk about you're done?
You know, here's the thing.
You're done.
No, because I think with us, we've all been raised by my mother and my father, who kept us in line, and my sisters, who we love, and we got daughters. And so we've always been raised as gentlemen.
Right.
I mean, if we get it, it's probably because we earned it.
Yeah.
We don't want it the other way. Like, who wants to take it? That's not the fun of it.
Yeah.
No. The fun is going out, enjoying, smiling, and actually, you know, because at some point you're going to need help trying to get that bra off. You want to be like, baby, I got this. Thank you for that, Mastros. That was really nice of you. And those laughs. You know, I'm old school, man.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. That's the old way.
Yeah.
But will it survive? That's the thing. Will the old way survive? And you know why?
It will.
Some guys
it
you look
will.
And you
it
go,
always does.
They ain't going to make it.
He ain't going to make it.
They ain't going to make it.
Some guys you look at and go,
Yeah. I kind of look at it like the guy.
You had to take it because nobody's going to give you none. Like, you had to.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because the behind the scenes part of it, what we're seeing in the industry, is the guys, it's the trolls that are getting in trouble because they use the power in them.
I see it.
And the other thing is, my brother always taught us to, you know, like, if you ever went to Kenan for advice,
right?
Kenan didn't just give you like, hey, you know, come be with me. Kenan would actually sit there and go, here's what's great about you. Here's the work that you need to do. Don't wait on these roles. Start creating your roles. All the women that worked under him, and even like he was really good at going, here's what's great about you and empowering you instead of taking advantage of you in that situation. He actually took all of us and groomed us to actually become teachers. So I teach people all the time. Girls go, I got this audition for this thing at this guy's house. Nah, don't do it. I wouldn't do that. I don't think a casting agent's going to be in his kitchen. Like, you know.
It's weird.
Here, I'm going to be reading with you? No. It doesn't happen like that. You go to and my daughter, who wants to be in this industry, I got to tell her all the time, look, you got to be careful. You know, you make sure that you – And now, what's
how
great
mad
is
would you
I
be if she came home and was like, "Daddy, I did some reading in a hot tub today with this guy."
Right.
How fast are you over
like,
that house?
Where would this? Where's this house?
Yeah.
At? I would have whooped Harvey I. Weinstein's ass a long time ago.
He's here now. If you want to date him, we'll pay for it. I'd like to see that.
I'm good.
He shows up at like restaurants around here at night.
Is he out here right now?
Yeah, he's hanging. He's at the rehab center up in Scottsdale. And he wears glasses and a wig.
Oh, you don't recognize him?
TMZ nails him. Like, I'm like, there he's in a wig. He looks crazy.
Glasses and a wig.
Yeah, and you know what? He's always with women.
I want to see the pictures of that.
He's always with women.
Now he looks even creepier.
Yeah, it's now he's rapey and rapey.
Oh, it's the picture that we saw.
Oh, it's crazy.
Rapey and rapey.
He's rapey and he's rapey.
It's obvious, though.
I see it like this. I think the Titanic is sinking. And we're going to see some of the dudes make it and some of the guys not. And you're right. Some of them that have been using the I have to fight for it kind of thing, they're not good. They're not going to be on the door with Rose.
And I'm happy that I don't think anybody should be strapped with that kind of anxiety when you go into the workplace. I don't think, you know, that's not why you become successful.
No.
That's not why you're not supposed to abuse authority. Some guys, you know, if there's a book, The Art of War, and that actually, ironically, was given to me when I did what was it, Scary Movie? Or it was one of my first movies I did with the Weinsteins.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me The Art of War.
That's a Weinstein movie, isn't it?
And I read the book, and I immediately knew who I wanted to be and who they were. And
you read it right away, like not necessarily a book, but you read the room.
There's the people that raped and pillaged villages.
Yeah.
And they you know, ruled by fear.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then there was people, the other dynasty that gave land and food by the sea so that the
rewards
could, so the people could have vegetation.
Right.
And they didn't rule as long, but their rule was prosperous and happy. And,
right.
And I instantly knew
that's who I wanted
to be. I didn't want to be the guys that ruled in fear.
So. How much
and do you think there are people that take it away? And I mean, obviously, they go the other way. Like reading that book, I wonder if they're
going to be the killer.
Yeah, look, the book is about, it really tells you, a book is a mirror about who you are.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of yourself and your bad intentions. So if you read 48 Laws of Power, You may take that book and use it for evil. I read 48 Laws of Power, and I know how with people who read that book
and
with
use it for evil
intention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can see it. It opens your eyes.
Like, you have a dark look in your eye. Like,
you know, Brady would do
very
that.
Very dark in you. You know, like,
I do.
Oh yeah, Dumplin'. Like,
it's hidden behind that little sweet facade. Oh, you scared him now. He knows. He knows about
I'm like, good, I finally, I do.
How much interaction did you have with the Weinsteins as far as just one-on-one with them while you were making that movie? Well, producers just kind of are the, you get people most
not
of the
enough
time,
of
right?
me, Sean, and Keenan to be like, hey, us too, you know.
But you guys were kind of, I mean, it's a company basically, yeah, not
ours
a person.
Was it was strictly work. We did, we didn't hang out. And,
right.
Hey, man, let's go get a coffee. Let's.
They just throw money and occasionally check
they
in.
Never,
right?
They never put, they didn't put our black ass on a jet. Yeah. It wasn't like that. But you know, yeah. But it was, you know, you got this idea and they do it. And
at the time, the rumor's always been there that these guys have been kind of, but that's how the whole business ran,
of
right?
I mean,
it's always been.
I mean, you know, there's everything that's for everybody in Hollywood. And for me, if I would have seen anything like that, I don't allow that kind of behavior.
Right.
With my friends, I don't.
How
in my
tough
circle.
Would that have been?
When I see people like that come in my circle, I go, "You're a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't want you around."
Like you just did to Brady.
Yeah, I would never. I would
never have him in the
Brady
circle.
Brady could never come around.
It's the dark eyes.
Yeah, like maybe if you had like a wig and some glasses.
Yeah. But how tough would it have been if during that time, like the allegations came out and say it's your movie, and Weinstein Productions is you know, financing it, and also those allegations came back. How much of a stand do you take saying, we're not going to do this movie now? Or I'm going to find another?
You don't associate with you're people
just,
like that.
Yeah, you just can't pull. You break free.
I mean, how about this? You know, we knew bad character a long time ago. And, you know, me and my brothers, we walked away from our franchise. You know, that was hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, that we walked away from because, like, literally.
Yeah.
We go, we're not going to deal with that type of behavior. You're
Which
not going to come at
show
me like
or the
that.
Movies?
The movies.
The movies.
The whole franchise. You
no
know,
kidding.
When you do bad business and bad things, you know, to good people, we go, I don't need to associate with you. I could take these jokes somewhere else.
Right.
And that's what we did.
And you made it your own.
Yeah.
That's
no,
your own
now
thing, right?
We got our own thing.
Yeah, which is easier and better. Oh, you got TV. I hate when you guys get TV.
I'm sorry, guy.
That means you got to leave. You're an interesting young man.
But his TV appearances are always fun.
I know, your TV appearances. I always bring that up. You farted on Channel 12 once.
Did I fart?
You don't remember that? You were drunk or high then because you farted on the Channel 12 4 o'clock news.
I was such a misbehaved child.
No, it wasn't. It was like 4 years ago. It wasn't even that long ago. Yeah, you farted on
it. I've done some things and I go, you know, as a kid, that was fun. Now I look as a grown man and go, I was crazy. Even like last year, I think about some of the stuff I go, and go, I was crazy. I'm trying to grow up. But that
is that why
crazy.
You and Sean can't be in the same room anymore? Oh, that's that way you don't travel together?
He's
you know what?
I
fart on everybody?
Actually, I miss Sean because Sean, when me and Sean used to work together, I could do anything. It was like Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis by himself, it took him a while to find his groove.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out.
Yeah.
I had to learn to be Sean too.
Right.
So now I can't be as crazy. I can't fart in the cup. And leave it on your desk and, like, open it up and let it come out like a genie as I walk away. And you go, what the hell is in this
It
cup?
Was the best, probably.
You just got propped up.
Probably the best 7 minutes of television I've watched in a long time as far as locally produced TV goes. And you farted on them and you walked out and you wouldn't leave the studio. And they're like, the Wayans brothers are still here. They came back from a break.
Lingering.
They're trying to talk about a house fire and you're still running around farting on everybody and screaming. And
the beauty of comedy. You go, only a comedian. Because you go, remember when you farted on that news?
And you get invited
if I
back.
Had some weird. Did they invite me back?
I'm sure they'll invite you.
I'm
back.
Going
That's
there right now.
Do it again. I died laughing because Sean's one like, did you fart? And then you're like, uh huh. And they cut early, and I was dying. Could you stood up?
Let's take a look at weather.
It was great. Yeah, we have a child in a pool and a house fire and a Marlins Wayans biscuit floating around. I don't like this.
This is triple homicide.
We'll be right back. What is that? Did Marlon fart? God damn it. Marlon Wayans at the Improv this weekend.
Congrats on you guys finally being inducted into
White Hall of Fame.
To be white people.
Yes.
You finally made it to be white people.
Well, thank you.
I didn't like they was treating y'all. They was definitely treating guys like minorities. And now that you're living it up, I'm proud of you.
It feels right. I think this is my destiny. This is how I'm supposed
yes.
to be. Marlon Wayans at the Improv all weekend long. You can go see him. Call him up right now. 480-921-9877. Thanks for coming, man. Appreciate it. 98 KUPD.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.